Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by...
This is Jennifer Curry. I'm the Director of Programming at The Wharf here in D.C.
Thanks so much for taking the time to join us. It's a bizarre time in this, you know, in the D.C. entertainment community because so much is shut down. So take me into the idea of what you guys are doing at The Wharf. How'd you come up with the concept of Sunset Cinema to give us all something we can actually go do?
Okay, well, first thing, I have to put a plug that the sunsets here at The Wharf are pretty incredible. So the name was easy. But we have here at The Wharf a really cool thing called our floating stage. It literally is a stage that floats out on the water. So we reached out to the city to say, hey, you know, there's a lot of interest in drive-in movies and such, but there's a lot of people in D.C. without cars. And we'd love to do something that people can just come down and essentially have dinner and a movie on the water. And the city was very supportive of us. And so we're pretty excited to kick off this Thursday night.
That's awesome. And just explain logistically, like you said, that's what makes this thing different, is there's so many drive-in theaters popping up, which I love. I think the return of the drive-ins, like one of the cool silver linings of, if you could say cool, during such a tragic pandemic. But what makes you guys different is the idea, like you're saying, it's a floating screen on the water. How do viewers attend? Are people setting up chairs along the water there, or are they in their boats, or how do you envision it?
Okay, so that's actually a really important point, is no, it's not just a come down with your blanket type scenario. We're still being mindful of guidelines in place, but what you do is you go to wharfdc.com, you can check out our upcoming events page, and you'll see links for each week of the movies, and you're making a reservation for a cabana on Transit Pier, and each cabana is a 10 by 10 tent with seating for up to 6 people. And you can enjoy food and drink through Cantina Bambina restaurant. It really is a little bit of a merging together the restaurant experience that we're all having right now outdoors with the added benefit of some entertainment.
Now, remind me, I live in Maryland, so I'm not entirely familiar with, I've been to the Wharf a million times during normal times, but what's the current state of it under the current, you know, phased reopening? Is it only outdoor seating, or are the indoor restaurants are open, or what's it like down on the Wharf right now?
So we're really lucky because the Wharf obviously has a tremendous amount of outdoor space, fresh air, waterfront, which has been great. Our restaurants here in DC are allowed to do 50% indoor dining, but what we have found really appealing for everybody is we've extended all the patios for the restaurants. We've covered them with big tents. So it's a little bit Oktoberfest looking from the tent perspective, not the crowds. But to follow guidelines for DC, you do need to wear your mask when you're not eating and drinking, when you're just walking around. But it's still a nice, relaxed atmosphere here. And I think people have really enjoyed the chance to be truly out of doors.
And since we're a radio station, obviously, paint a visual picture for me, if you can, of how you mentioned, like, it's a floating screen. How does that actually work?
Okay, so we have this really cool barge stage that typically we have live music on. But as you know, right now, we're not doing live music. But the screen gets built. It's a 17-foot LED screen that gets built right on the stage. And the stage itself is anchored to the end of the pier. So you can sit there in your cabanas and you can watch the movie. And we've done this before. We did some really great World Series game watch parties. We had a lot of fun with that with the Nationals and, you know, back in the fall. And so I think that was part of what drove us to say, hey, wait a minute. You know, people really enjoyed it. And this is a good, safe way to have some fun right now.
Awesome. So without further ado, let's get to the reason we're all here. The actual movies.
The movies.
Yeah. How did you guys, talk broadly really quick, and then we can go real one by one through the movies if you want. But, like, broadly, what was sort of, like, the goal of in picking the movies? Was there a certain theme or more just, you know, movies that we know everyone loves?
Okay, so slightly intimidating to be talking to a movie expert about this, but the goals were we really wanted a broad range of some fun for people. So some classic adventure and comedy type movies. But then also this is a time that we felt where people are thinking a little more closely about sort of how we all take part and shape our communities. And so I think you'll see some movies in the lineup that reflect that current thinking as well.
Awesome. If you have the lineup in front of you, let's
I sure do.
Do you mind going through them one by one? And you don't have to, you know, go on forever about each one. Just a little, you know, so I have a little soundbite on each one, why you thought each one was so good. So starting with August 6th, what we got?
Okay. We start with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And that one is, we just wanted to start big and fun. Let's kick this off with a bang. Then next week, it's Jaws, and it's Shark Week, baby, next week. So, yeah, we're all about Jaws.
No sharks jumping up on the pier there, on the wharf, though. Everybody, you'll be safe.
Not at the moment. Not at the moment, no. Right. And then the following week, we're showing 42, the Jackie Robinson story. We love our Nats, and we're excited that baseball's back, but we thought this was a really great movie, you know, to my point earlier that it's celebrating baseball, but it's also celebrating some really important accomplishments. And so I think it's a particularly timely movie for us.
Very timely with everything that's been going on this summer, yep, too. So that's a good pick.
Yep. Then next up is Raiders of the Lost Ark. And that takes us back just to fun. You know, let's have some fun. Let's all, well, for those of us of a certain age, remember back to summers that were a little different than this one.
Oh, Indiana Jones is my hero, so I'm so glad you have that.
Excellent, excellent. Then next one, again, just another fun one, Crazy Rich Asians. Definitely sort of a reminder, like, you can pick your friends, but not your family. So I think with everybody being so on top of each other right now, some of that's going to resonate pretty well. September 10th is Dirty Dancing, and that is, you know, just an absolutely classic movie. And you know, there's not a whole lot of dancing going on out there right now, but we can all sit back and appreciate it. And then the following week is Hidden Figures, which is another movie we're really excited to show. A neat little point for some people may not realize this, but NASA headquarters is right here in Southwest, and actually the street right in front of them is named Hidden Figures Way. It's this true story of the black female mathematicians who really helped get our space program going back in the 60s. So I think people find it a pretty interesting movie.
Awesome. And then what's wrapping it up on the September 24th?
And then it's Jumanji, The Next Level. We're back to fun. Just a good old laugh and have a good time to close it out.
Oh, you can't go wrong with The Rock and Kevin Hart, man. awesome. Well, that sounds like a great lineup. All good, you know, summer movies. I guess sort of just in closing, you know, why should our listeners come on out? You know, they've been stuck inside for months, but also, you know, some are a little more worried about getting back out there. You know, why is this something fun and safe and a good escape for them?
I think what keeps it fun and safe is, first of all, it's truly outdoors. You're in the fresh air, which is very nice. We're also, because we're partnered with our restaurant friends at Cantina Bambina, you know, all protocols are in place. And this is a reservation-driven event, so you want to make sure that you reserve your spot. And I think people hopefully will really enjoy it. One important thing to note, it's more for our adult friends. We do have a partnership with Pacifico Beer to present this, so it is a 21-plus crowd for the Thursday nights.
Gotcha. And it's $10 to reserve a spot per person. It's not per cabana, right? It's per person.
Correct.
Right?
Per person, but that gives you a bag of popcorn and your first beer if you would like one.
Awesome. And then is there like a minimum that you need to spend food and drink?
Yeah,
wise?
The target is $20 a person at your table, but we have a pretty good menu of not only food and drink from Cantina Bambina, but they've done a great job reaching out to other restaurants here at the Wharf. So we have pizza from Union Pie and Lupo Marino. We have sandwiches from Grazie Grazie. And then each week they throw a little something special on the menu.
Awesome.
So I think it's pretty affordable way to see a good movie and get outside with your friends.
Sounds great. Now, I guess just sort of before we run, is this something you guys plan to continue in future years? Or I guess, first of all, is this the first time you've done it or have you done it in the past?
This is the first time we've done it like this. Years ago, before the opening of the Wharf, the reopening, there was a movie series, but it's been a long time.
And this, just to confirm, this isn't the same Sunset Cinema. There used to be something called Sunset Cinema over by on the Georgetown waterfront. Is it the same operation or
is something produced directly by the Wharf.
Gotcha. Well, is this something, if all goes well during this unique year, is this something you guys plan to maybe do in future years as well?
I certainly hope so. I think it's a lot of fun and we're looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, thanks again. Again, everybody, it's called Sunset Cinema at the Wharf, outdoor movies on Transit Pier. Every Thursday, starting this Thursday, 7:30 p.m. is when you can gather there, and the movie starts at 8. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you at the Wharf.